This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spring is around the corner in the Northern Hemisphere, meaning the ongoing slump in natural gas is likely set to continue. In metals markets, palladium's premium over platinum is fading, while in agriculture, falling fertilizer prices are squeezing crop nutrient companies' bottom lines. Here are five notable charts, actually four charts and one map, to consider in global commodity markets as the week gets underway. Natural gas. Despite a recent cold snap in the U.S. that brought snow to the Northeast, an early spring may still be in the cards. Forecasts for warmer weather in the closing days of February are cutting demand forecasts and pushing down natural gas futures traded in New York, with the most active contract touching the lowest level since 2020 last week. Stockpiles are above the five-year average of this time of year, adding further price pressures, and traders expect the trend to continue. A similar scenario is playing out in Europe. Longer term, Goldman Sachs Group Inc. forecasts that a new wave of liquefied natural gas will tilt the market into a glut, hitting prices from 2025 onward. Chemicals. Fertilizer prices have come off their record highs of 2022, but are still elevated on a historical basis. That's helping prop up food inflation as farmers pay more to keep crops healthy. Crop nutrient companies Mosaic Company and Nutrien Limited report earnings on Wednesday, providing investors with fresh details on the outlook for 2024. Shares of both companies are trading near multi-year lows. CF Industries Holdings, Inc., the world's biggest producer of nitrogen fertilizer used for corn and other crops, last week posted sharply lower quarterly profit and sales amid the tumble in prices. Nuclear power. Limited global supplies and a resurgence of atomic power are helping lift uranium future prices, which are trading near the highest since 2007. Despite concerns over the safety of nuclear power, the combination of higher energy costs and an urgent push for a reliable zero-emissions power source is prompting nations, including Japan, China, South Korea, France, and the UK, to revive or expand their fleets. In Japan, which will mark the 13th anniversary of the Fukushima disaster next month, 12 of the 33 operable nuclear reactors are back online after being idled following the 2011 meltdown. Metals. Two key metals used in catalytic converters are in a horse race. Palladium, which has had a long-standing premium to platinum, traded at a discount to its precious metal cousin for the first time since 2018 earlier this month. Palladium's dramatic slump has come as automakers destock and turn increasingly toward the cheaper alternative. That may change if the price of the two metals remains close over the long run, reducing the incentive to make a swap in a cost-cutting effort. Going forward, palladium will still be harder hit by rising sales of electric vehicles that don't use it, given platinum sees demand from electronic equipment and jewelry. Anglo American PLC, which produces both metals, reports earnings on Thursday. And solar. An uncertain regulatory landscape and a slowdown in demand due to higher interest rates have contributed to a slump in shares for some of the leading U.S. solar companies. Solar Edge Technologies, Inc., SunNova Energy International, Inc., and Sunrun, Inc. all report earnings this week, providing investors with the latest peek at the state of the industry. Enphase Energy, Inc., a solar equipment maker and sector bellwether, offered a glimmer of hope for the battered group earlier this month when it forecast a potential bottom in the first quarter. While the year is still young, shares of all four companies are lower, with SunNova and Sunrun down by double digits through Friday's close. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more, and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.